Newt Gingrich on the future of aviation. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in, and thanks for downloading us today. At the annual convention of the Aircraft Electronics Association in April, Newt Gingrich was invited to speak on the future of aviation. No matter what you think of the man or his politics, his take on aviation is interesting. Today, we'll bring you excerpts of his comments from the archives of Aero TV.
We are delighted to have such a distinguished educator and political leader with us here today. I am honored to introduce the man who Peter Drucker in Inc. magazine described as the most visible innovator and entrepreneur in this country today. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the Honorable Newt Gingrich.
Thank you. Thank you all very, very much. I must say that I used to serve on the Aviation Subcommittee. I ran for Congress in 1974 and 1976 and lost. I finally won in 1978. And I served for 20 years in the Congress and represented the Atlanta Airport and the Hampton Air Traffic Control Center during most of that period. So I had some opportunity to serve in the Aviation Subcommittee I was the ranking member when I became the Republican whip. And then I gave that up in order to focus on trying to create a majority. So let me give you my personal belief about where we are, and then we'll talk about the election, and I'll take questions. I believe, and I want to check this with your own sense of reality, I believe if you look out 25 years, if we do not get fundamental change in our politics and government, we will not be capable of competing with China and India. The first thing I operate off of is a belief that we're going to get 4 to 7 times as much new science in the next 25 years as we got in the last 25 years. There are more scientists alive than in all of previous human history. We add to their number every year. They get better computers and better instruments every year. They're connected by cell phone and email. They're then connected by licensing, venture capital, and royalties. Now, what does that mean? Well, what does 4 to 7 times mean? Well, imagine you're trying to design the future of American aviation, and you're on a working group looking at 2033, which is not an irrational distance to plan a national system. It's also not irrational for humans. My two grandchildren, Maggie is 8, she'll be 33 in 25 years. Robert is 6, he'll be 31. So we're talking about their life, their working time. Well, if we're going to get 4 times as much new science, a working group today trying to understand 2033 would be the equivalent of a working group in 1880 trying to understand today. That's what 4 times would be. Remember, 1880 is pre-automobile, pre-airplane, pre-long-distance telephone, pre-electric light, pre-television, pre-radio, pre-motion picture. I mean, how would you explain having come here? But if it's 7 times as much new science, then it's the equivalent of being with Sir Isaac Newton in 1660 trying to discover calculus. Now, nobody on the planet, I recently addressed the Air Force chief scientist, about 30 people, and I said to them, nobody on the planet has a model for dealing with this. 65% of the new knowledge will come outside the U.S. It'll mean an explosive series of breakthroughs in materials technology. Nanoscale science and technology will revolutionize how we build things, and it will revolutionize sources of energy. And I guarantee you there will be aircraft flying by 2033 that are radically lighter, radically stronger, and stunningly different than anything we've seen up till now. Because that's what the impact of materials, technology, and energy is going to do. And they will be managed by electronic information systems unlike anything we've seen. Glenn Moore said in 1962 that the price of computing would drop every 16 months, that we would be able to double the amount of computer power that we could buy per dollar every 16 months. That turns out to be 100 times a decade. And it hasn't changed much. In fact, there's some studies indicating that this model started around 1890. Now, what does a 100-fold increase in computing power mean? It means if you could buy one unit in 1960, and you bought 100 units in 1970, and you bought 10,000 units in 1980, and you bought 1 million units in 1990. You'd buy 100 million units in 2000, and you would buy 10 billion units in 2010. That's the lifespan of a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. So when we were playing Top Gun a little while ago, just think about that. When we build an aircraft carrier today, we have to expect that in its lifespan, its competitors will get a 10 billion-fold increase in computing power per dollar, and it'll be ubiquitously wireless. And so we're going to have all sorts of opportunities. We could today have 40% more effective air traffic space if we went to a three-dimensional GPS model space-based system. And about 14,000 unionized air traffic controllers are currently holding about 100 million American passengers hostage in order to protect the union's dues. It is an example of why the system is a mess. But all of that will start breaking down.
More of Newt Gingrich's comments on the future of aviation in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. We're listening to Newt Gingrich's comments on the future of aviation and technology in America from AEA's National Convention in April.
If you don't make the investment, if you don't have the modern aircraft, if you don't have the modern ships, if you don't have young people trained to do things, if you don't have an educated workforce, you can't play. And we are at a turning point in our history where we're either going to force fundamental change in our system, or our grandchildren are going to live in a country which is not the wealthiest, most successful, and safest country in the world. And we will be the first generation in 400 years of American history to turn over to our children a weaker, poorer country. But it's going to take real change. I'll give you an example in regulation. We fought World War II from December 7th, 1941, to August 1945. Built a two-ocean navy, liberated North Africa, Sicily, Italy, France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Holland, Norway, conquered Germany, swept across the Pacific, built the B-29, built the atomic bomb. Less than 4 years. It recently took 22 years to add a runway to the Atlanta airport. Now, that country is not going to compete. And we are faced with a serious challenge. I'll give you one other example of how serious this is. How many of you have ever gone to a computer and tracked a package at either UPS or FedEx? Just raise your hand. So, almost all of you. So this is not a theory. And I say that because sometimes you'll read in the news media, well, Gingrich has interesting ideas, but after all, we have to be practical. It's a practical fact. I describe it in a book called Real Change, which is subtitled From the World That Fails to the World That Works. And you can also see this in a 3.5-minute clip at YouTube called FedEx versus Federal Bureaucracy. It's very straightforward. Over here is a market-oriented entrepreneurial system that invests in information technology, that rewards achievement, punishes failure, It understands the work of Drucker, Deming, Juran, Womack, Toyota Production System, Lean Manufacturing, Six Sigma. It's the world that works. It tracks 23 million packages a day while they are moving. 15 million at UPS, 8 million at FedEx. UPS is very proud of their capital investment. They like to say that a UPS truck has more computing power than the Apollo 13 lunar lander. And that when a UPS delivery person walks in a doctor's office, they double the amount of computing power by what they're carrying on their belt. That's the world that works. Now over here is the world that fails. Take, for example, the federal government's Department of Homeland Security, which today cannot find between 10 and 20 million people who are here illegally, even if they're sitting still. So over here, track 23 million packages a day while it moves. Over here, you can't find 10 to 20 million people while they're sitting still. I've had a very simple policy proposal. You can call your member of Congress. I think we should appropriate $200 million, send a package to every person who's here illegally, when it's delivered, we pull it up in the computer, we know where they are, it's them. Now, let me give you, and by the way, tell all of your friends, if they're sitting in an airport waiting for a commercial airliner and they have been delayed by the air traffic system, not by weather, which is legitimate, but they've been delayed by the air traffic system, they should spend the time that they're delayed calling their two senators and their congressmen and asking them why 14,000 union members are allowed to blackmail 100 million American travelers and force them to be in an inefficient system. It's exactly the same principle. If we had a space-based system, we'd have 40% more air traffic capability than we have today, and it would be less expensive. And the union opposes it because it only takes 7,000 controllers. That's just wrong. I mean, it's worth our while to buy out the other 7,000. Give all of them, you know, a condo in Maui. So here's your choice. Stick with the union or be in Hawaii the rest of your life. But we got to find some way to break through these log jams with these stunningly inefficient bureaucracies, protect themselves at the expense of the whole rest of the country. Thank you all very, very much.
You've been listening to a special feature from Arrow News. Find video of Newt's speech in the archives at arrow-tv.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.